Okay, did you have a pre-draft visit or a private workout?
One of the scouts came down to Pullman, and we had breakfast, and we talked over some things, and, you know, and that's pretty much where I left off with them. And then throughout the process, he'd call me every once in a while and see how I was doing.
What did you tell teams about what happened with Mike Leach?
Just what I thought. I mean, I don't really want to get into it right now. I mean, I feel like I gave my story, and I just want to move on and excited about playing for the Bears.
Any regrets? You know, if it hadn't happened, you potentially could have been a much higher draft pick?
I mean, I feel like I could have handled it a little better, but like I said, I'm just moving forward now, you know, and just excited about the opportunity that I have at hand with getting drafted by the Bears and everything.
Marquise, did you feel like you had to convince teams like the Bears or any teams that you were worth being drafted at any point in the draft because of the incident at Washington State?
I mean, anybody or everyone had to convince the team to draft them either way, you know, and just you never know when you're going to get picked. It's not in our hands, you know, and I like to say it's always in God's hands, and he's the one that's ultimately guiding me to my faith. So that's all I was doing was praying. God gave me an opportunity to play another day in football.
Marquise, how would you describe yourself as a wide receiver, and are there any players who you might compare yourself with?
Excuse me, what was that?
How would you describe your style as a wide receiver, and are there any players in the NFL who you kind of see yourself, you know, being part of that style?
I like to think of myself as a guy that likes to go get the ball, you know, go up and get the ball at its highest point and show a little bit of looseness when needed. And, I mean, one guy that I looked up to when I was playing in high school and stuff was Randy Moss, you know, him being able to get the deep ball and jump and get the high balls, and then watching Calvin Johnson and Brandon Marshall, just that. Those are some of the guys that I looked up to.
It had gotten to the point in the draft where you were getting a lot of phone calls about teams desiring to sign you as a free agent.
There wasn't a lot. I mean, towards the end, I was getting a little worried, you know, and I got a couple of phone calls about the free agency and stuff, so yeah.
Marquise, what is the what's the best time you've put up in the 40?
The only time I ran at the combine, which was a 4.51 officially.
Did you have an opportunity to enroll at Fresno State for this next season?
I never had contact with Fresno State after the situation. They contacted my high school coach.
Marquise, I know you're reluctant to talk about the issue at Washington State, but I was curious. Have the Bears talked to you about how, as a draft pick, as a professional, you will be able to handle that and that will be an issue and it will be something that you'll have to deal with? Has that been discussed at all? Are you prepared to deal with it?
I'm prepared to deal with it. I mean, I've grown from everything, like I said, and just moving on and having a different mindset with everything.
There won't be any other questions. I appreciate your time. Look forward to meeting
you
in a couple weeks.
Yep.